My name is John Erling. Today's date is April 3rd, 2014. Jane, will you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age?
Jane Ann Giroux Gamble. Birthday is October 30th, 1946. And I have a hard time remembering my age.
Why is that?
I don't know. I have to call my son, who's better with numbers. I think I'm 67.
Peggy Helmrich, you know from Tulsa?
I know who she is.
And she's in her 80s, and she says, I'm not going to tell you my age. She says, I know you can look it up, but I'm not going to tell you.
Good for her. I've heard great things about her.
Yeah. And where are we recording this interview?
In our home in Oklahoma City.
Where were you born?
I was born in the hospital at Clinton, but my family lived in Hammond at the time.
So Clinton was the big town?
That was the big town. It had a hospital and a doctor, Dr. Cunningham, who delivered most of the babies in western Oklahoma. He was a great doctor, according to my mother. My dad was basketball coach at Hammond, had some great teams there. I will still hear from people who were in Hammond when Daddy was a coach there. They weren't there that long, but I think it was a special time for them. My sister was like 5 years old when I was born. Then they moved back to Sentinel when I was 2, I believe. And my dad grew up in Sentinel. That was his hometown. And so then they moved to Sentinel.
Grandparents, your recollection of grandparents?
My paternal grandparents, my dad's family was from Sentinel. I just barely remember my grandfather. He was a small man. He didn't work much. I say that because I can remember him being at the pool hall in downtown Sentinel. And I would go in, which little girls were not supposed to do, but I would go in and find him there, and he would give me a dime. He was a sweet man. I remember hearing my grandparents lost 2 or 3 boys. I think I can remember mother saying that the loss of those sons, he just kind of quit. He just kind of gave up. And then he died fairly young. I can remember his funeral.
And their names?
Letty Mae Giroux. And I think he was Bill Giroux. I might need to look that up. She was a force to be reckoned with. She was the strong one. I always think of her as a woman of the land. She loved the land. And as she grew older, if you wanted to do something nice for Grandmother Giroux, you would take her out and let her look at the land. You would just drive her around. She would let her grandchildren drive at any age because she didn't drive. So whether we were 12 or 16, we could drive, grandmother. Just, we couldn't tell our parents. But she would let us drive. She was a very masculine woman. Oh, it's hard to even find a word for her. She was tough. I never forget her wringing the neck of a chicken. She would just do that with a flip of her wrist. She would just wring that neck off the chicken, and then the chicken would run around the yard like a chicken with its head cut off, spewing blood, freaked me out. I would swear that it was chasing me. She could also do it with a hoe. She could also do it with a clothesline. And she would send me into the chicken yard to get the eggs. I was such a shy child, I would not tell her that that scared me. But I have, again, a very vivid memory of going into that chicken yard and the noise of those chickens, and you'd go in and try to get an egg, and ugh. She would let me drink coffee as a young child, but she would pour it into the saucer so it would cool. She was not a good cook, and she was not a good housekeeper. So she was a total contrast to my other grandmother. And yet through the years, they became great friends, which I thought was really a testimony to both of them, that they were so open to becoming friends. And it was because of their mutual love for my sister and me. We would spend the night on the feather bed in the attic at her house on occasion. But my mother didn't let us stay with Grandmother Giroux too often because she would get surprises. When she would come home, Grandmother had cut my bangs really, really high. But it was fun to grow up, you know, with family around because Uncle Sam and Aunt Edith and their daughter Sammy lived there. And that was my dad's brother, Sam Giroux. So we moved back to Sentinel and had that family support, which was nice. And I just took that for granted. It was very, very close, however, to my mother's family. and they lived in Turpin, Oklahoma, in the Panhandle. My grandmother, Clara May Hill Smith, came not in the land run, but homesteaded when she was just a young girl. And the deed to her land in the Panhandle in Beaver County, her name is the first name on the deed. Mm-hmm. She was a great storyteller, and as grandchildren, all of us, my cousins, all of us are so sad that we didn't record her stories, because she would tell us about the Depression time, the horrible dust storms, and living in a dugout, how she would cover everything with tea towels. She was a fastidious person and very, very feminine. She never went to church without wearing lace gloves. Everything had a place. Everything was pretty in her home, and they were very modest homes. She had a tough life and yet had six children, never lost one. They built a home over a dugout. She was the first teacher in Beaver County. She was educated for that area. She came from Belvidere, Illinois, and had an eighth grade education when she came. I have a wonderful picture of her in her Sunday school class in Belvidere. The girls are beautifully dressed, high necks with lace, beautifully embroidery clothes, just the epitome of lace and femininity, their hair up in a little bun on top, beautiful young women. And on the back, it says in her beautiful cursive penmanship that's perfection, "Going to Oklahoma." So she was an inspiration to all of us. We never knew, I say we, all the cousins, there are lots of us, we never knew until many, many years later that during the Dust Bowl, her husband left her. She had a son, and it was such a shameful thing at that time that she didn't even tell her children that she had been divorced. He went to California. She ended up marrying one of her students, Homer Lyle Smith, and he was much younger. We called her Mama May. So she was a great inspiration, and he was a great man as well. We had a terrific family. There was great laughter, great music. Everyone in the Smith clan had to play an instrument, even in the small Turpin school system. All of their children had to play a musical instrument. So all of our gatherings, which were numerous, were full of laughter and fun and music. I remember harvest time in the Panhandle, because all of the sons and son-in-laws would go to Turpin to work the harvest, the wheat harvest. You know, it was just a vacation for children, because we were all there in that what we thought was a big farmhouse. And since then, of course, it's tiny as it can be, but just running all over and playing and having great times. We always gathered for Christmas. My grandparents moved to Enid for a short amount of time. I remember that house in particular, one bathroom, two bedrooms, and she cleaned out her garage and painted it. She always painted everything, made it wall-to-wall beds. I'm talking 5 to 6 families with children gathered every Christmas. Don't remember waiting in line for the bathroom. I don't remember the dishes. Just remember having a blast. Really, my life's been so blessed with family.